By now he was more accustomed to the trance state and was able to ignore conscious mind disruption. His request to use thermodocular for a keyword intrigued us, and we decided to track down the meaning or origin. 118, Legacy from the Stars, D. I would like for you to drift and float and find a time and place when you were associated with those words, thermodocular. I gave more instructions. What are you doing? What do you see? S. I'm in a building. Not a building, a structure. I'm in some kind of a structure, and it's dark inside. D. Tell me about it. S. It's very large. I can see the structural members, and they look like they're off in the distance. I think that's what they are. I'm inside something. For some reason I don't seem to need very much light. Maybe I'm in the thermal docular. I don't know. D. What's around you? S. It's. I'm in some kind of fluid. D. Fluid? This was a surprise. Yet in this work you learn to not allow anything to throw you off guard. The unusual becomes normal. You accept it and continue questioning. S. Yes, I'm suspended in some kind of fluid. That's it. D. You mean you're not standing or sitting? S. No, there isn't any standing. There's just. I'm suspended in this fluid. I have hands. D. Can you see them? S. No, but I can feel them. And as nearly as I can tell, I have a human body. D. What does the fluid feel like on your skin? S. Just exactly right. It's some kind of support system. D. What do you mean? S. I'm not in a spacecraft. Exactly. I'm in some kind of a craft. A vessel that's made for some kind of travel. I don't know what kind. And I'm inside it. And instead of it being filled with air, it's filled with fluid. D. The entire inside? S. Yes. It's a fluid atmosphere evidentially. D. But you feel comfortable with it though. The unwilling recruit, 119, S. Yes. There's not much light in it. And I can't tell whether I'm actually operating anything, or maybe I'm just a passenger. I think there may be some other people there too. I think everybody's kind of sleeping. D. Why? Do you know? S. A very, very long voyage. And there's no need to be awake. D. Do you think that's what you are doing too? S. Evidentially. Whoever is running this show probably would be upset if they knew I was thinking. I guess there's no way for them to know. I don't know. Maybe there is. But I don't think any of the people around me are having conscious thoughts. I don't know where I'm going or where I came from. I know it's a long, long way. I don't know why, but I have a feeling it's not what I want to do. D. It's something you don't want to be a part of? S. Maybe I've been inducted. Inducted may not be the right word. They're taking me somewhere to do something for them. But I'm not going to get anything out of it. But there's not much to do except go along with them, I guess. D. What about the rest of the people with you? Do you think it's the same or are you picking up anything? S. I think we're all supposed to be unconscious. That's probably why it was so hard for me to sort this out. And I still don't have it sorted out very well. D. But we know the subconscious is always awake. And that's the part we're talking to. So you're not disobeying any rules or anything. S. I don't care if I am. D. I wonder how the ship is being operated. S. Well, whoever or whatever is operating it is. I'm not sure if there is any way for me to directly communicate with it through them. Because of where I am, and because of what it is. I don't know that there's any correlation for me to conceptualize them or it very well. D. Well, do you want to find out how you got there? S. I think that might be a good idea. 120, Legacy from the Stars, D. We can drift back to the event, when you were first getting into this situation. You can see what happened. You're able to do that because your subconscious has all the answers. Just trust whatever it shows you. Let's drift back to the beginning of this episode, and you can see how you came to be there. Are you seeing anything, or do I have to count you? S. I think that I was recruited some way. I'm not sure I was recruited voluntarily. D. What are you seeing? S. I guess I'm seeing pyramids, but they're not Egyptian pyramids. They're a lot smoother, more polished. D. Any certain color? S. No particular color. Just like a very slick black would look if it had lots of light shining on it. D. Can you see where they are? S. There's not much light here. D. But you're able to make them out, even if there isn't much light. S. Yeah. There are just pyramids, and I guess there are quite a number of them. I'm trying to see the ground. I don't know whether they're on some kind of manufactured surface or on soil or dirt or what. D. Can you feel it beneath your feet? S. Pause. It feels like it's dirt, but it's been processed and compacted. It's almost like pavement. It's nothing I like very well. D. Are you outside or inside? S. I'm outside. I'm standing on this surface. And there are lots of these pyramid-shaped objects, that are as big as good-sized buildings, several stories tall. D. All right. What does the sky look like? S. Black, and it has stars in it. It's not necessarily familiar to me. I don't know the constellations. And I don't see any that are familiar. I don't think this is Earth. D. Why isn't it very light? Is this the normal condition? The unwilling recruit, 121. S. I believe it's on a small planet or a moon, and there's just not much light. It's pretty weak. D. Can you make out anything about your body? S. Pause. My body is totally encased in a very, very thin membrane of some kind. Maybe a force field. I don't know what it is. But it's too dark, I can't see my hands. I'm very thin. D. Is it covering all the parts of your body? S. Everything. Entirely. This strange idea of a membrane covering is repeated in the story of the future being, chapter 12. D. S. D. S. D. S. What does your head and face feel like? Is it covered also? Yes. I'm trying to figure out how I'm respiring. Are you respiring? I'd have to be. I don't know whether I'm or not. I guess I'm not. I don't know. What feels right? I don't like it. Oh, it's not that bad, I guess. It's just different. I'm very thin. My arms are too long. I guess my legs are too. And thin. I've always wanted to be thin. But this is very thin. How many fingers do you have? If I hold a hand up in front of me? Pause, as though examining. I've got 5 fingers counting my thumb. But my little finger's not right. Not on either hand. I don't use it. It's weak. You mean it's there, but it's not used? I think that's it. It's not as developed as the rest of my hand. Is it the same size? No, no, no. I have long fingers and thumbs, except for my little fingers. Neither of those are very developed. It's not much more than a bud. It's just not functional. Can you determine what your feet are like? D. S. D. S. D. S. D. 122. Legacy from the stars. S. My feet are very thin. Very thin. My weight is on the balls of my feet, on my toes. And the little toes are like my little fingers. They don't do much. D. What about the rest of the toes? S. They're not very big. They're thin. They're strong. D. What about your face? Can you tell anything by feeling? Or just by knowing? S. Startled. Jesus Christ. I'm a monkey. D. A monkey? He laughed. What do you mean? He laughed loudly. Is that what your face looks like? S. Not exactly. Kind of. He found this amusing. D. What do you mean? S. Well, if you. My head. He was smiling, obviously amused but also embarrassed by what he was reporting. D. That's all right. Just tell me about it. Are you seeing it or are you feeling it? S. I guess I'm imaging it. My head is not shaped like a human head. It's shaped more like a monkey's head, except it has more of a cranial capacity than a monkey would have. A lot more. But it's not a monkey, it just kind of looks like a monkey. Chuckle. And my skin's black. D. This membrane, you mean? S. No, I feel like my skin's black underneath the membrane. You can't see the membrane. It doesn't have any color. It just has a little bit of a sheen. D. Do you have any hair? S. Pause. I can't tell that I do. No. I'm black-skinned. D. What do your eyes look like? S. Well, they sure don't look like eyes. D. Why not? S. The eyelids are more elaborate, more developed. There's more skin, more wrinkled skin. I guess it's for protection. But not protection like an animal is protected from fighting other animals. It's not like that. It's protection against the unwilling recruit. 123. D. S. 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 D. Some kind of an atmosphere, or element or light or whatever. I don't know. What does the actual eye look like inside of that? Can you make that out? Long pause as he examined it, then mumbling, I think it's black. No pupils? I don't. I can't tell if there's any pupil. There might be. Or, I can't tell. What about your nose and mouth? Can you see them? My nose isn't very developed. That's the part that looks more like a monkey. The nose and the mouth. I don't think it has any teeth. I don't think this gentleman has very much fun. Chuckle. Do you have any ears? Ears, but not like a monkey. I can't tell about the ears. Okay. Can you tell if you have a heart and blood systems? I was thinking you might feel it beating. Pause. Yeah. Whatever this thing is, it's got a heart and circulation of some kind. I guess the circulation isn't quite as centralized as in a human. What do you mean? The circulatory system pumps itself without so much of a centralized heart. Does the body have blood? It has fluid. It's not a human body, so it doesn't have human blood. It has some kind of fluid that circulates in it. And I don't know what kind of fluid that might be, but I would imagine that it's comparable in its function. Do you feel like this body consumes anything? It has to have something. What comes to mind? Nothing. What does the body use to supply fuel? Because every body has to have something to create energy. What comes to mind? 124. Legacy from the stars. S. Liquid. Nothing but fruit and liquid. But it's not the kind of fruit you would recognize. I guess there's some kind of plant life evidently, although I don't see any plants. Everything's black. D. Why do you think you have that extra membrane covering your body? S. A revelation, because there's no atmosphere. D. Do you think you have that membrane when you're somewhere else? Or do you always have it? S. Everything has it. D. Everything? S. Surprised. Yeah. D. What else do you see that has it? S. I don't see any plants, but I'm imagining mosses, small dry bushes, and fruits that grow like mushrooms. Maybe they are mushrooms. I don't know. I know that mushrooms dissipate. D. You said everything has a membrane? S. Yes, that's what bothers me, because I know that mushrooms reproduce by sending out spores. And there's no way that could happen here. Everything travels underneath this membrane. D. This may be something different that you're unfamiliar with. S. I don't have any idea really. Maybe I do. I don't know. I don't like this. It's not uncomfortable. It's just. This gentleman surely doesn't have any fun. Chuckle. I don't see any women around. Laugh. I laughed. He just stood there in the same place all the time I was talking about him. And I don't know whether it is me or not. D. All right. But let's see what happens to him. How he gets on board that vessel or that craft that had the fluid. You can see it happening. S. Pause. He goes inside. Some way or another he gets inside a pyramid, but I don't know how he gets inside it. Surprised, all those pyramids are spacecraft, or some kind of craft. I don't know whether they travel through space or travel some other way, but there's some kind of travel. The unwilling recruit, 125, D, S, 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 mechanism. I can't tell if I'm inside of it, but I know that whatever that creature was that we were talking about went inside one. I don't know how he got inside it. They don't have any doors. Are there any objects or furniture or anything? Slowly, I don't see any. It's just a pyramid, and the space inside that pyramid. These aren't stone pyramids. I'm not sure they even matter. Why do you say that? They don't have any thickness. And they're not the same size inside that they are on the outside. What do you mean? They're huge inside. You mean they're larger inside than they looked from the outside? That's the sense I get. Or maybe the person, or whatever it was, that went inside, just got a lot smaller. Chuckle, what do the walls look like? You can't touch it. Why not? It's not there. What do you mean, it's not there? Pause, as though studying it, if you reach out and try to touch it, you can't reach it. You mean it moves away from you? Not exactly. It's just not there. No matter how long you would walk or travel, when you're inside this thing, you couldn't ever get to the wall. Do you have any idea how that is possible? Well, the word concept, conceptual is in my mind, but I don't know how it applies. It's not logical. I have come across this idea of the distortion of space and time in my work on UFO abduction cases. There have been times when the person entered what they thought was a small craft, only to find that it was as much as 5 times larger on the inside. Time has also been condensed or distorted, and events occur in a shorter, 126, legacy from the stars, period of time than would be normal. A great deal of investigation has been done with cases involving missing time. I have encountered these, but I have also found those with condensed time, which I find much more puzzling. A person will be driving and will arrive at their destination in a shorter length of time than would be normally possible. For example, an hour's journey would only take 10 or 15 minutes. In each of these cases, a UFO sighting was involved in some way. Even though I have heard of these concepts, I cannot explain them. D. Are there any other people with you? S. Not with me. There are other people. They're not people. I'm not a person. Whatever they are or we are, there are other ones. I know they're there and I can't see them. I can't touch them, but they're there. D. Do you know what they're doing? S. They're being transported. D. All right. Let's move ahead and see how you got in the fluid. Pause. How did that happen? S. As this thing travels, it reaches such high velocity that the... Not the atmosphere. There isn't any atmosphere. The magma, no, that's not it. There's a word. The, whatever it is that's in it. It's not atmosphere. You can't even feel it, but as they travel very, very much more rapidly, that increases a mass until it's just a very, very syrupy consistency. It surrounds you. It limits your movement. But it doesn't feel like liquid. D. At first you thought it was a liquid? S. But it's not. It's not. There's a word that I know. It's a word that I know. D. Maybe you will think of it. If it's not an atmosphere, it sounds as though the space inside that craft changes consistency. S. Yes, yes. The space itself almost congeals. D. Except that if it completely congealed, it would be solid. But it is in a fluid stage. Is that right? The unwilling recruit, 127, S. It's in a fluid stage, but it's not fluid. It's more fluid than liquid, if that makes any sense. D. But this is something that happens when the craft goes at a very high rate of speed. S. Yes. D. And it doesn't bother this being whose body you are in. It can take this. S. Evidentially. No discomfort. Extreme boredom. D. But he is also made to go to sleep. S. Extreme boredom. This long, long time. Time isn't. It just doesn't. It exists, but there's no way to conceive it. It's just so long. And the speed is inconceivable. D. So the easiest thing to do would be just to shut down and rest. Does that make sense? S. Yeah. D. All right. Then let's move ahead. I can count you there. S. Oh, I'm for that. Let's do that. Chuckle. D. That's what I was thinking. We can get out of that situation. I was just curious how you got into it. Let's move ahead till this craft gets to wherever it's going. And you'll be able to go outside of it, and see what happens there. Should I count you, or can you see it? S. Till it gets where it's going. D. Yes. You said it was going somewhere on a long journey. Pause. What are you seeing? S. Where this thing came from, space travel isn't possible. The concept isn't possible. Travel, as we would conceive it, isn't even possible. Only the kind I've just described, and it's not a very good description. And where it's going is to some destination where space travel is possible. And when it reaches that destination, then I disembark from it and get into some kind of a spacecraft. Not entirely under my own volition. And go on somewhere else. D. Do you think that pyramid-shaped object was actually traveling through space? S. Not space the way you think about it. I don't have anything in my experience to name that. 128. Legacy from the stars. D. Did it leave the surface of the planet, moon, whatever it was that he saw? Did it actually move? S. It doesn't have to leave there to go someplace else. It can exist in more than one place. It travels so fast. D. Then it doesn't have to physically move anywhere. Is that what you mean? S. Well, those words, that question, just doesn't apply. D. I was afraid of that. Much of our language is insufficient. But when he got where he was going, he got into a normal spaceship, if we can consider a spaceship normal. S. Yeah. He got into some kind of traveling vessel that travels from one place to another. And uses real time and real space. That much of it's rational, logical, although I don't really understand it. The first. The pyramid wasn't rational. D. Well, can you see what this little craft looks like? S. It's plastic. D. What do you mean? S. It's made out of some kind of plastic. D. Why do you think plastic? S. It's not metal. And everything's got to be something. D. That's true. Well, where does this little craft go? S. Long pause. I'm still this skinny, thin black monkey kind of character. And it's going somewhere. And while it's en route time being, several of us are being taught to operate it, or to operate something. D. Is it hard to operate? S. No. We're being taught. All of us are being indoctrinated. Pause. I've got to do something for these people, and I'm worried that they might be having a war, and I'm getting into a war of some kind. And that doesn't make sense. It's like being in an army. And I don't know whether there's any war or conflict. I suppose there must be. That might just be a fact of life. D. And you don't like the idea? S. It's not profiting me anything. I don't care about these, whatever they are, whoever they are. All I can do is just whatever is necessary to survive. And build my, the unwilling recruit, 129, D, S, D, S, D, S, D, relationships with my peers. I can't tell really for sure whether I have any peers that I'm acquainted with. But I have a sense of regimentation. I don't like it. I guess I need to tell you that whatever I was doing, if that's a past existence for me, I disliked the regimentation, disliked servitude or whatever you might call it. Enough that. I didn't end my own life, but I didn't try to keep from ending it either. I didn't really care. All right. Can you see what it is you're operating? What you have to do to operate it? Long pause. When you finish learning how to do it, you have a control fastened to both hands and both feet, and to your knees. The further you get into your training, the more the controls encompass you, until when you've completed your training the controls are like a skin. And operating whatever kind of vehicle or vessel this is, or craft, is a matter of conceptualizing what you want it to do, and making the movements with your muscles, that you would ordinarily do to make that kind of movement. And the craft responds back by moving that way, or traveling that way. By conceptualizing, you mean you can use your thoughts? It's not operated by thought. It's operated by electrical impulses and muscular tensions, minute electrical impulses and muscular tensions in the surface of your skin. And of course your major muscles too. As you move your body, it moves the controls that encompass your body almost like a skin. And those controls move the craft. That's why you have to learn which muscles and which movements to make. To an extent you have to learn, but it's not something you study. You don't study it like memorizing in books. You practice it. and you're doing it. It's like riding a bicycle. It's natural. And I can't escape the notion that it has to have this kind of sensitive response and maneuverability because it's some kind of combat-related craft. What does the craft look like that you operate? Is it large or small or what? 130, Legacy from the Stars, S. It's nearly impossible for me to tell you. I can't tell what the outside of it looks like. I have never seen the outside of it. And when you're operating it, it feels like you're operating your own body. You don't use your eyes. It's all electronic. What you see is what the ship sees with its sensors, and they're fed in through your eyes. Disturbed, I don't like this. D, yes, you would just be a part of it. But it won't bother you. S, no, it's not that way. D, you just don't like having to do it. Is that what you mean? S, yes. Whatever it was that I had to do then, I didn't like it. I'm not sure how I felt about the other side of the conflict. It wasn't my conflict. I'm interested in saving my butt if I can. But I don't care about it all that much. I'm wondering. D, what? S, what the other side of the conflict was. D, maybe you were never told. S, oh, of course I wouldn't be. D, is there any way to find out what it was all about? S, I don't know. D, you only saw a very small portion. Pause, does anything come to mind? S, yes. The concept of horrible conflict. It's the same. The same. Still the same. I mean, they've taken me and put me in a situation. And I'm occupying a space with this vehicle. And they know that I'm going to try to protect myself. They know that I don't give a damn about them. And by protecting myself I occupy this space, so that whatever the other side is can't occupy it. It's the same thing they do to soldiers now. D, it's a situation where you have to fight then. S, yeah. I don't like that. If I can make any kind of a contact with the other side, I probably will. I'm interested in knowing whether or not I did. I don't know. D, well, if this is some kind of combat, what could you do with that craft that would cause harm? S, if anything threatens me, all I have to know is if it's threatening me. And it's destroyed. I don't know how. The unwilling recruit, 131, D, how is it destroyed? Can you see? S, well, if the craft does it, it's just not there anymore. D, so by putting you in a situation where they feel you'll be threatened, you would automatically destroy whatever it was. S, yes. I think this is a spacecraft. And there's probably some kind of a planetary system that's the object of the conflict. There's probably another ship. I don't know. I don't like that. D, you don't like the whole idea. Well, you're in a very uncomfortable situation there. I can see that. But you had no choice, did you? No way you could get out of that? S, not that I know of. Unless I default to the other side. And that idea keeps occurring to me. I wonder if I did. I might have. I had no reason not to. D, that would be a choice you would like to make, wouldn't it? S, well, not necessarily. I imagine the other side is the same. I guess my instinct is to just take the thing and escape both sides. D, is there a way to do that? S, just do it. I think that's where that existence ended. D, well, the superiors that put you in that machine, were they beings like you? S, I don't know. I can't tell. I don't think so though. But I think that's probably how that existence ended. D, do you want to move ahead and find out? S, there isn't any ahead. D, what do you see? S, I just went in the direction that I wasn't supposed to go. And the idea I get expresses itself most easily by saying that they exploded it. That's not exactly accurate, but for practical purposes, it'll do. D, so you wouldn't have been able to defect, even if you wanted to. Is that what you mean? S, I'm sure that I wouldn't have been able to. I would have been seen as a threat by the other side. And the other side wouldn't have been any more to my liking than the side that, 132, Legacy from the Stars, D, S, D, S, D, S, D, S, D, S, D, S, I was in. I didn't want anything to do with either side. And I just lit out. But you didn't get away doing that either. No.